Senate Republicans likely to kill federal election takeover legislation. By Wendell Hasebo on June 22, 2021. Senate Republicans are likely to stand firm on Tuesday and kill the federal election takeover legislation through which Democrats seek to cancel state voter ID laws and publicly fund political campaigns. The bill, dubbed the For the People Act or S.1, will encounter a Senate procedural vote to begin debate on the legislation. But Republicans, labeling the legislation as a purely a partisan power grab by the Democrats to rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor, seem poised to block any discussion of the measure through the filibuster. In order to advance the measure, Democrats would need 10 Republicans to vote with them. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, exposed the election bill Monday for what he says is a part of an agenda that is designed to lose. The Democratic leader planned votes on a host of the left's most radical priorities, McConnell said on the Senate floor. None of it was ever intended to clear the Senate's appropriately high bar for advancing legislation. Instead, the failure of their partisan agenda was meant to show somehow, that the Senate itself was failing, McConnell explained. For months, our colleagues built anticipation for the failure. The cancellation of voter ID is a particular sticky point in the bill. At least one Democrat, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, has shifted his opinion on the effort, claiming he never supported ending voter ID requirements. A Thursday poll suggested the majority of likely general election voters oppose the federal election takeover bill that cancels voter ID laws. A second poll on Monday by Monmouth University indicated 80% of the public supports requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. The poll found only 18% oppose such policies.